and he beat the naughty children with sticks, and then took the naughtiest children, threw them in the basket on his back, and drug them straight to hell.
Ho!
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 Ho?
Ho?
Everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of
Matt's Not Here.
Holy shit, my voice cracked,
but I'm actually here.
Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy whatever you celebrate, and Merry Christmas
happy
to the rest of the world.
Holidays.
Happy holidays.
I hate you.
And if you get upset with us, go suck a dick for $1 million.
This is the complete...
A reindeer dick. A big old reindeer dick.
Oh, Jesus.
This Look at that. We're not even 30 seconds into this, and we're already talking about dicks.
This is the worst...
Day?
Fucking
podcast to say happy holidays on.
For reals.
Okay, fine.
Also, I
you know what? Merry Christmas and fuck your feelings.
There you go.
And happy Festivus.
For the
and
rest of us.
Yes.
And happy Yuletide.
And
sure, that one too.
I can't think of any other ones.
Me neither, but we'll think of them as we go.
We should address the elephant in the room.
There's no elephant in this room this week.
No, it was in the room last week.
Oh, the fact that the elephant wasn't... Oh, damn it. Okay. But the elephant was not in the room last week.
Oh, boy.
Let's just address this right now. We all caught the plague and died. We're doing this episode from beyond.
Yeah, this is a pre-recorded episode from last Christmas.
Wow, you guys couldn't even sell that. You're over here already fucking cracking up.
I was
he's cracking up.
I wasn't expecting him to say it was
pre-recorded.
I'm still trying to sell it.
That shit got me. My bad.
Persistent unbugger.
We just didn't record. We weren't prepared to. We fucked up, y'all.
We had one in a bag actually for reasons like this, but there were some technical difficulties that we could not address.
The bag had a hole in it and it leaked out some of the audio file. Basically.
Yeah. So our apologies to everyone. Our
on a side note,
our listeners.
Our listeners, I guess.
They're our listeners. Thank you guys for
our loyal
with us.
Listeners.
Our loyal listeners.
All 10 of you. Thank you.
Oh, we are more than two.
We're up to 10 now.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So.
Our fan base is like 30 to 40.
Something like that.
Yeah,
it's some
around.
Ridiculous
It
number.
Does range.
Yeah.
I will say, though, this is a little bit off topic, but the whole leaking out of the bag thing, the whole corrupt thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why we couldn't really do this as much in high school, but I saw somebody do this. They were supposed to turn in a paper, right?
Right.
They didn't have their paper done. So you know what they did? They went online and typed in corrupt file. And then renamed it, sent the corrupt file, and acted like it went corrupt after they typed it up.
Yeah, that's fucking
what?
Brilliant. And they probably were like, oh, shit. They got like a fucking B out of that, probably, or like an A or
that's
some
actually
shit,
pretty
right?
fucking
or
genius.
Got an extension.
That's pretty genius.
That's good.
I'm not
I was
going.
Like, shit, I'm going to throw that in the bag for other things.
Fuck.
There you go.
Now we know if Matt ever emails us a corrupt file, he's fucking buying time.
So let me pose a question to you guys.
Okay.
What do you guys celebrate? Christmas?
I celebrate Christmas.
Yule. Sort of. Halfway there.
No, we celebrate Navidad.
What's some Christmas? Oh,
what the fuck is that?
Feliz Navidad.
It's Christmas, stupid. It's in Spanish.
Fuck yeah. I don't speak.
Actually, no. You know, the funny thing is we don't actually, well, at least my family, I think it's also the whole Hispanic culture. We don't celebrate Christmas Day. We celebrate Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Christmas Day is on Christmas
Eve. The 24th, that's when we turn up. We have a good old time.
Everyone gets all drunk and parties.
Eats tamales
hours.
Like crazy.
Yo,
oh, my God. So many fucking tamales.
Growing up in Florida, Christmas was, standard Christmas stuff. When I, started living in California more, tamales became, a Christmas staple.
Yeah.
And I never got them from my family. They were always...
But you know
they're
why.
They're always from my Spanish friends.
You know why we have tamales, right?
No.
So we have something to unwrap.
Oh, because...
And you know why they don't have Christmas on Christmas Day, right, Brett?
Why is that?
Because they're too hungover to wake up in the morning to...
That's what I thought. Right? I thought you were going to say...
That was a pity one. I'm sorry.
No, I thought you were going to say it was because most of them are in jail for stealing the presents they gave to their kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to fucking make it terrible.
At least they actually, roll through with their plans instead of returning the bike that they stole.
That's a great callback.
Sorry, I have a conscience.
You have a conscience?
I mean, I did when I was a
kid.
It's
in there somewhere. It's hidden.
It's buried.
It's buried
now.
Yeah,
it's so deep.
Between years of fucking trauma and fucking walls it's yeah. built somewhere. Up to protect yourself.
Yeah,
get through life as an adult.
Yep. Oh, wow, Matt. Jesus.
Well, okay.
He's crying.
So
I was itching my eyes.
To continue with what we were discussing,
my trauma.
Continue with what we were discussing before we derail this too much. Before we take the sleigh off its course.
What are you talking about? We're not off the rails.
Not yet. So I mentioned a little bit about how we celebrate Christmas.
Right.
We all get together. Right, we have tamales. We play Loteria. Have you ever played Loteria?
Dude, I have it at home. I love Loteria. Right. You play with the change, huh? With coins. Yeah. Everybody takes their leftover coins.
Yo, coins, or you just grab a bunch of beans and yeah.
It's Mexican bingo.
It's basically
Mexican. It's racist Mexican bingo.
Okay.
Oh, super racist. I'll show you one of the cards later. You're going to be like, what the? Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we do. We all get together. We just laugh and have a good time, you know, and eat tamales, lots of tamales. And not only tamales, but my mom makes a shit ton of food. So, like, you have choices.
Well, and when you make tamales, you don't just make, like, several of them. You got to make a whole fuck ton or it's not worth your time.
Yeah, everybody ends up taking a whole fucking bag full of tamales home. So that's what my family does.
Cool.
What does your family do?
Well, they did. It was, you know, everyone would get together. All the aunts and uncles would pick a day around, like, the Christmas, maybe, like, weekend. We'd all get together and do that. And then, you know, typical Christmas thing party, everyone gets together, we all do the gift exchange and hang out, have a good time, and then we all go home. And then actually, that's usually the weekend before actual Christmas is when we would do that with the whole family thing. And then we'd go home and, you know, the regular Christmas sort of thing, standard, you know, family sort of thing, wake up in the morning, Christmas breakfast and celebrate with the family and, you know, presents and all that, and then just kind of hang out and relax. And a big thing was that I can always remember doing is always watching A Christmas Story. Like, that is a...
Fun fact, I've never seen that.
That is a staple of, wow.
Don't look at me with such, I don't know what that look is.
Judgmental eyes?
Is that judging?
It's definitely judging.
I'm not sure if he's judging me or if he's undressing me.
Oh, no, I'm judging you, too.
I'm judging you with a hint of pity.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You gotta watch that movie. Wait till...
I'm sorry. Okay, here's the thing. What?
You got some homework now. Watch it this Christmas.
Fine.
And then we can talk about it on the podcast.
But here's the thing. I don't think it's streaming anywhere, so...
It is. I already found it. Don't try to play that game. Fuck you.
I'll find it on Putlocker if I have to.
No, yeah, dude. I already found it. It's on Netflix.
Is it?
I'll pirate it.
And if you don't have that, I can hook you up with Netflix.
I have Netflix.
Okay, cool. Yeah. No, you'll find it. It's on everything. You can't get away from that movie.
Okay, fine.
I'll put it on a flash drive and force you to watch it in
my
truck.
I will fucking watch it. Okay.
Your eyes open.
I'll just seatbelt them in and push play on my head unit.
Exactly.
Oh, jeez. Are you going to tape my eyes open too and everything? Fuck, asshole.
I was going to sew them open, but okay.
So, that works too. Do that. Do the Christmas thing, and then we want, you know, we force Latinos to watch The Christmas Story, and then we, you know, sort of standard Christmas.
So that's part of the tradition, you watch A Christmas Story?
Yeah, don't fucking judge me.
I'm not judging.
That's,
I'm asking.
That felt very judgy, but yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I got judgy vibes.
All right. All right. Yeah, you know what? Let's move on to Matt. Matt, what does your family
do?
How does your family Yule or Festivus?
My family doesn't Yule.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Yeah. So lately, it's been not much going on. You just wake up, you know, if you've got some presents, you open some presents, you know, maybe eat some food. Sometimes Christmas Eve, eat some food. But like, I don't know, the past couple of years, went to my best friend's parents for Christmas Day after kind of spending the morning at my house. And then other than that, I mean, it's just kind of another
day
in a way. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I sometimes watch movies, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's how the 25th is.
Gotta watch Die Hard Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
the 25th is really just a day for us to clean up and just fucking relax.
So you guys do it all on the 21st or 24th?
Yeah, we stay up until midnight. Midnight is when everybody just
fuck,
we all get together, give each other a hug, and then we start opening gifts.
Oh, okay. And just
no snow is involved because this is Southern California. There's no snow.
Oh, yeah?
You just party?
I beg to differ.
Not that snow. What?
Huh? There was snow on those mountains.
He just went off-roading. He just saw
there was snow.
Oh, please, tell us about your off-roading trip. Go ahead.
You gotta talk about it.
You know you want to. I know you're itching to tell us.
I've already talked about it enough, but it was cold. Basically, water freezing in the morning, coming out of the spigot, freezing immediately.
So when you're out peeing into
it, like, freezes?
My dick turned purple. And then
I didn't need to know that.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
I couldn't even feel it. You know, you put it back in your pants. You know how usually you get that last drop sometimes? It'll drip in your boxers or whatever.
Yes.
Did that drop freeze?
I thought that there was that last drop in there. No, it was just the tip just touching my leg because it was so cold. Oh. And I was like, oh, that's not wet. That's just cold.
That's just a cold
I
dick.
I do not envy you, sir.
That was like mid-20s. No. We're from Southern California, so it gets cold.
I got to ask.
How small?
Yeah.
You know when it starts to invert?
Oh, did it go inside?
Oof. That's pretty small.
Never thought I'd ask about your penis.
Again, what is it with us talking about dicks all the fucking time?
On the Christmas episode.
You guys are obsessed with dicks.
Merry Dickmas, Christmas.
Merry Dickmas, everyone.
This podcast is just a little bit gay.
Yeah, that's true. Just a tiny bit.
We just had a full-blown conversation before we started recording.
Almost as little as my dick was in that cold weather.
Hey!
All right, so...
that was the last one. We're not doing that one anymore.
We all kind of did some research about what we were talking about what we celebrate.
Okay, well, here's the thing. We kind of did research, but in true Matt's Not Here fashion.
We didn't look up shit till about 10 minutes ago.
Lewis and I were doing research while Brett was talking about dicks the whole time.
Well, no, here's the thing. Like,
I have a computer open in front of me with everything I need to say.
When it comes to mine, like, I've known a little bit about it, but I kind of wanted to brush up on it. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about Christmas. Like, you guys know why we celebrate Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To freaking. Yeah, exactly. To take part in the Christmas tree slaughter and to open presents and.
And to partake in the capitalist holiday of America known as spending money.
Commercialism! Yeah. Yay!
No. And to hear that god awful music playing in Nordstrom's.
Oh, God. If
you know, 3 months before
don't
you.
Tell
you
me,
know what? I have not.
You can't hate Mariah Carey for making her year's worth of money in 2 months.
Dude, she only had to make that one song, and that would make her.
I have purposely not gone out. I have purposely not gone out to any stores because I don't want to have to be subjected to that.
I hate that song.
Oh, my God.
You all know what song I'm talking about.
Yep.
Yeah. Wait, I don't think we have to play it.
No.
Besides, I don't want to get copyright.
Exactly. No. I don't even have to mention it, and it's already playing in people's heads. You're fucking welcome.
Okay. I don't want a lot for Christmas, but.
God damn it.
You're welcome.
On this week's episode of Lewis Is Not Here.
Right?
I can leave?
I mean.
Dude, right on. I'm out of here. Later.
He did give him his heart.
Wait, I left something.
That's that puppy pitter patter. Bork.
Bork, bork. So while most believe that Christmas is actually about Jesus and his birth and everything, it really isn't.
It's not. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at Matt over here. He's over here sniffing his vape, and it does not look like it's fun.
It just looks terrible.
Sorry, I just described.
No, it was a pagan holiday originally. It was to celebrate these winter solstice.
Right.
And somewhere along the line, some Christians were like, oh, no, you can't do that. It says here our Savior was born on this day, which Catholic. Is bullshit.
Which he wasn't.
It's bullshit because nowhere in the Bible does it state
not
when he was born.
Fucking... Nope,
nowhere. I don't care which version you're reading.
Say
it
when
does
he
not
born.
State it.
That's because he wasn't one person.
What?
I'm just feeling great. I'm feeling the Christmas spirit right
oh,
now, guys.
Geez.
I forgot.
That the banana was on
I
the
forgot.
Board.
I forgot until about right now.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a fun one.
Oh, he reminds me of the Joker right now, and I feel like some of this laughing gas is going to, like, go into my lungs and turn me crazy.
I offered you some. You said no.
No, I'm good on the laughing gas. Got enough of it on my arm.
I don't
here.
Know what you Batman took, but Jesus. Yeah.
No,
so,
no, I'm just feeling the Christmas spirit
so,
right
so
now.
It went from somehow being a pagan holiday to being involved with Christianity, and I just think that's fucking weird. Like, well, also the Christmas tree, where the fuck did that come from?
So okay,
that actually came from Yule.
Yeah. So did it. So the thing with Christmas, yep. right? And the thing with
like
Christmas,
most Christmas stuff,
is
I think we'll get
Christmas,
into that right now.
From everything I've learned over the years, and because I love the idea of how America celebrates holidays, because America is a melting pot of the world.
Oh, it totally is.
Our holidays are a gangbang of every holiday.
Yeah.
And so we have the Christmas tree from Yule. We have Santa, which is a fucking it's German. It's Santa is German, but he's also a Yule. He's also a bastardization of Krampus. He's a there's elements of Krampus given to him. Well, so there's a lot that comes from to make Christmas what it is. There's a lot that we've taken from other places to build a more commercialized thing we can sell. Because that's all America wants to do is sell.
Right.
Well, since you bring up Krampus, we might as well touch on that. Krampus was actually supposed to be Santa's helper, his demonic helper, where they would get these sticks and beat each other with them, beat the kids and stuff, the naughty kids. And Krampus would come out and, you know, kind of punish the naughty children. And then the worst of the naughty children, folklore has it that he would throw them in the basket that's on his back and take them to the depths of hell, you know. And it was supposed to strike fear in the children so they can be good, productive little members of society.
Yeah. I mean, a demon fucking beating me with the sticks? Yeah, that would do it.
It's fear is how you control the nation.
It's Germanic, just Yule.
You know, it's a very German tradition. What's Yule all about, though? Fear.
Well, Yule started with, like, the original, I don't want to say original, but, like, back from ancient times. It's one of the oldest forms of celebration around Christmas season and whatnot. You had a lot of hunter-gatherer type people that spent most of their time outdoors, and they needed to know, you know, seasons and know, you know, different things like that, because the winter equinox is the longest night of the year, and it's also the shortest day. So that's very important when it comes to survival. So, you know, the pagans would celebrate Yule, and that's kind of where it all sparked from. And it actually starts on December 21st and goes up until January 1st, which would be, you know, New Year's for us. But that's kind of where all that came from. And it's, again, Germanic. You know, it has ties to Odin as well, not just, you know, that area. But, you know, a lot of the stuff from Christmas itself, a lot of the ideology and celebration stuff originally came from Yule. So, like, the whole tree thing, you would go and get this Yule tree, chop it down yourself, and...
Sorry.
Wow, Lewis.
Wow.
I forgot, okay? I forgot I had that on.
Yelling at me because I'm feeling the Christmas spirit.
Fuck you. Honestly, I forgot I left that on. My bad.
It's all good. I honestly forgot, too, until I zoned out a minute ago.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's going to be a fun episode.
Ay, caramba.
But, yeah. So, I mean, it's just like Christmas. Christmas was originally not one day. It was actually more of a whole, kind of like the winter equinox. It went through the whole thing like that.
Right.
But then when it, you know, got brought, I don't want to even say when it got brought here, but like it turned into like this whole holiday thing over the course of pretty much all of December.
And I was just about to touch on that right now.
Touch it.
Touch it.
Jesus Christ, you guys. Which is actually what Christmas isn't about. So in the early years of Christianity, Easter was the main holiday. Yeah. And the birth of Jesus was not celebrated. It was in the 4th century the church officials decided to institute the birth of Jesus as a holiday. Unfortunately, the Bible does not mention the date for his birth, a fact that Puritans later pointed out in order to deny the legitimacy of the celebration. And although some evidence suggests that the birth may have occurred in the spring because, you know, why else would shepherds be herding in the middle of winter? It doesn't make any fucking sense. Pope Julius I chose December 25th. It is commonly believed that the church chose this date in an effort to adopt and absorb the traditions of the pagan Saturnalia festival, first called the Feast of the Nativity. The custom spread to Egypt by 432 and to England by the end of the 6th century. So... yeah, that's basically what it was. It's the church came in and said, yeah, no, we're going to take that over.
That is a very Christian
That's the thing, because
idealism.
You had all these different cultures and stuff, like Egyptians and different kings and different people, Greek, and all these different things that had already kind of had that sort of holiday, and Christians kind of like they do, or Catholics or whatever, you know, it probably started with Catholicism, but
it's probably the Catholics. Yeah.
It all, they kind of come in, absorb and rewrite history.
Oh yeah.
It's like the same thing that happened in Egypt when they pretty much wrote women out of history, you know, and took over the scribes and stuff like that. Same kind of thing with, you know, all the holidays. And obviously you saw Christianity spread worldwide and just kind of blanket everything.
Yeah, that's true. And the church is notorious for doing that, though. I mean, there is no one true version of the Bible. It's been rewritten so many fucking times. I mean, they take out stuff they don't want in there. They add stuff they want in there. All these different kings have taken stuff out, put stuff they want in there. It's just been fucking bastardized and fucking...
Yeah.
Just...
That made me think there is
no true version of the Bible.
Maybe think of another subject that we can touch base on another episode. But
oh, that'll be another episode.
It would, no, it was Jesus an alien. We'll talk about that in another.
Fuck.
And it talks about the burning bush.
You're
it talks about
fry
the,
his fucking Bible. Mind right now.
It's already frying.
Oh. And how the burning bush could have been caused from extraterrestrial radiation, and like,
oh my God. And it lit a big ass weed plant on fire, and that's why everyone thought
telepathically
it was Jesus.
Got these messages and wrote up, you
okay,
know, Moses.
Stop,
it,
stop
it gets,
right there. I'm no, not right now.
He can't handle it right now. His brain is can't comprehend it right
now.
No,
it definitely can. It's just on a different wavelength right now because we got to do this Christmas episode.
Yeah.
We're doing a Christmas episode.
That's right.
Well, and here's the thing with Jesus. and being born on Christmas, supposedly, right?
Right.
Because there's no definite date and facts or proof that he was born on that day. You look at different cultures and different countries across the world that have different depictions of Jesus. Was
right.
he white? Was he Middle Eastern?
He's
was
Middle
he,
Eastern.
Middle Eastern.
Was he African? You know,
laugh seeing him in
and
America.
Even in Middle Eastern countries, they different countries over there, they depicted his looks differently.
Right.
Because that all ties into what I was talking about a second ago and him being possibly interdimensional in multiple areas.
Right, because if he's going to project himself into your mind, if he's going to project himself into your mind, he's going to make you appear as though somebody from your area.
Okay, sure. All right, yeah,
so let's
we
get
can
back
go
on
with
this
that.
Christmas thing.
Christmas.
Holiday.
Oh, jeez, I forgot what we were even
heading. A white Christmas.
Well, let's see. I started talking about I touched a little bit on the history or origins of Christmas, the actual holiday itself. I mean, it's interesting to note that it came from a pagan holiday, which a lot of the Christian holidays that we have right now came from pagan holidays.
And it's funny because they're like pagan bad.
Even Easter. Easter is technically a pagan holiday.
It's
celebrate fertility and all that. That's why we have the bunny as a symbol for Easter.
And it's because I think that a lot of them wanted to stamp out the pagans in wherever the Christians were taking over. Because paganism was a very large section of the world, almost.
Well, in Europe and stuff.
When the Christians were taking over, they kind of were like, well, okay, you're kind of doing it this way. That's wrong because this book that, you know, Billy over here wrote, but we're not going to talk about Billy actually wrote it, says you should do it this way, and they kind of just tweak it a little bit just to make it their own.
Well, yeah, in a way, but like you also you have the pagans is more of a almost more free thinking in a way and going with their own flow of their things. Like, yeah, it's all relative to the earth and stuff. When you get into more organized religion, like I don't necessarily consider pagans as this organized religion. It's more disorganized in a way, and everybody has their own rituals and way of doing things, you know, within the framework of paganism and pagan holidays. Whereas Christianity, Catholicism, they're like, you have to do this, you have to celebrate this holiday this way, this is what this is about.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
and it's very almost forceful in a way.
Yeah, that's why I quit.
You know, so
organized religion, it's not for me.
Yeah, no, me neither.
But that's a talk for another episode.
Yeah, another topic for another day. Where were we when we fucking derailed the heart?
Okay,
well,
so
Brett was gonna tell us about
you were
Hanukkah, right?
No, nice attempt at a bad joke.
Nice Kwanzaa, nice try.
I mean, I'll give you. I was just gonna talk about the legend of Saint Nicholas. Or,
go ahead,
or
yeah.
Santa
tell us a little
Claus.
Bit about the legend of Saint Nicholas.
Ooh. All right. So I'm just gonna read this little blurb here, and then we'll talk about it for a minute. It says,
go ahead.
The legend of Santa Claus can be tracked back hundreds of years to a monk named. Ready for this? Saint Nicholas.
Oh my god.
Shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking A, right? It's believed that Nicholas was born sometime around 280 AD in... Does that really say in Pantera? P-A-N-T-A-R-A. Fuck y'all, I'm dyslexic. I can't read this.
It says Pantera?
I feel like that's pronounced Pantera.
What does it say that it's...
Not Panthera?
Panatera.
Patara.
Patara. Welcome to Mass Not Here, folks.
Jesus.
Near Myra in modern-day Turkey,
Whoa, we're talking about Christmas, right? Not Thanksgiving.
Much admired for his for his pity and kindness, St. Nicholas became the subject of many legends. It is said that he gave away all of his inherited wealth and traveled the countries helping poor and sick. One of the best known St. Nicholas stories is the time he saved three poor sisters from being sold into slavery and or prostitution by their father by providing them with a dowry so that they could be married.
Right.
So yeah. He basically went around and actually practiced what he preached and saved those who needed the saving. Gets back into the other thing we're not trying to talk about. But
I think that has something to do with the whole chimney thing. The whole Santa Claus coming down the chimney is because that's the way he delivered the money. Through the chimney.
He would sneak it in.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the whole legend of St. Nicholas came from fucking a guy actually walking around and delivering things. And then again, through tales and stories, the way that the legends go, it grows. He would be walking around doing this, you know, either not much by carriage back because they didn't really have that back then. And then, you know, like I said, legends grow. And then all of a sudden, you know,
they're tracking Santa on the computer.
On a fucking computer. And he's got a fucking magic reindeer that makes him fly. Which...
Yeah. And it's funny to think about how he went from such humble beginnings to this big, jolly fat guy who lives at the fucking North Pole.
Right.
You know, with a bunch of elves.
Exactly. Where the fuck did the elves come from?
Magic.
Magic.
No, the elves, it ties into Krampus.
Mm, okay, so.
There you go.
Can you talk about Krampus a little bit?
I did.
Okay, cool.
There's not much to it. I mean, like he was supposed to be this demonic elf thing that came in.
So.
Dude, that's gotta be fucking
so much cooler.
Well, not just scary, but like. Oh. Imagine being a child at that time period.
Like,
being told.
Behave or a demon.
Exactly.
Beat the shit out of you. And
like,
stuff
I understand.
You in a bag.
Right now, you know, us growing Mexican, we have La Llorona. Oh, go to sleep or La Llorona is going to get you.
Right.
You know, go to sleep or the boogeyman's going to get you.
Yeah.
You know, for
boogeyman or the
for
guy
everyone
in
else
bed,
in the world.
Whatever.
But yeah, imagine the fucking mental fucking anguish these kids went through.
Right.
When they were told, you either behave or this demon is going to come beat you with a stick, throw you in a basket, and drag you to hell.
And you know, so the reason, like, wreaths were put on doors were to say, like, hey, you know, these are where the good kids are. And, like, I think it's the style of the wreath. I could be misremembering this
wrong.
I
think so. It has something to do with that. Yeah.
It was like, hey, this is where the shitty kid is. Come fucking hit him with a stick and stuff him in a bag.
Like, yeah, this half-goat, half-demon guy, you know?
Right.
Krampus.
He looks so fucking badass.
Dude, he does.
But he was assisting St. Nicholas.
Yeah,
that was the whole where
just
it came
like,
from.
There was St. Nicholas who's giving the gifts to the good kids and helping the kids that need it. And then there's fucking Krampus over here who's like, oh, this little Billy who's, you know, selling crack to Jimmy over here. I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of him and stuff him in a bag. Santa, you go give Jimmy a fucking methadone clinic prescription.
Jesus.
Yeah, so it says here, you know, he assisted St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas was the first of three good December men. The other two are Santa Claus and Dead Moros, who rewards the well-behaved on the 5th of December at night with modest gifts like oranges, walnuts, and chocolate. And the bad ones got rewarded with birch rods.
Wow.
And it was a strong tradition in Austria, Bavaria, Slovenia, Hungary, Czech Republic, North Italy, and Croatia. And the origin of the figure is unclear. Some folklorists and anthropologists. Thank you.
Go.
I don't know why I couldn't get that.
Because
have postulated it as having pre-Christian origins. Obviously, I mean, most of the Germanic stuff was pre-Christian. Most stuff was pre-Christian, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a lot of
we know
stuff
how that.
Was pre-Christian.
But
that's
they had
history.
A traditional parades, and in such events. They had, in English terms, was the Krampus Run. Young men dressed as Krampus would participate, and these events occur annually in most Alpine towns. So they'll dress up like Krampus and run around beating each other with sticks.
It sounds like a fucking Christmas holiday.
I'd love to bring that holiday back, that tradition back. You
just
know,
run around, beat
funny
the shit
enough,
out of each other.
You want to know something else that's funny? That I... I actually kind of knew about this, but I just remembered right now. So, aside from Krampus, have you heard of Black Peter?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I thought we were done talking about, you know.
No, okay, so.
No?
Okay. Black Peter, or Schwarze Piet, he was St. Nicholas's companion. The way they depict this guy, he's
terrible. We lost Lewis. What the hell?
Oh my god. Those portraying Schwarze Piet usually put on blackface and colorful Renaissance attire.
We're going there, right?
In addition to curly wigs and bright red lipstick. Yeah, it's safe to say there's a reason this character is not that popular.
Yeah, I can tell.
Well, going back to Krampus would supply coal and the rootin' bundles.
Uh-huh.
So coal, you know how they say if you're naughty,
right, you get coal.
Santa Claus, well, from Christmas, they adopted the coal from Krampus and brought it into, you know, Christmas itself.
Yeah, I was actually just looking up the whole reason behind coal.
I got my grandma coal for Christmas as a kid 1 year. I saw them at the store, and they came in these little cute little packages,
right?
And it was coal.
Did you understand?
That's a guy.
Did you understand what it meant? Or,
oh my God, Lewis.
Oh my.
Oh, I totally did.
You know what that looks like?
It was a joke.
Oh my God, we should post that because you know what that looks like.
No, we should not post that.
No, because that's terrible. Because you know who it looks like, right?
No.
Oh God damn it! I can't remember the fucking quote now.
Aunt Jemima?
Nah, dude in the swamp. Wow. Nah, nobody talks about swamp. Fucking with the fucking. God fucking damn it. I can't fucking remember the name of this shit. Green guy.
Shrek?
Fucking no, not fucking Shrek.
Ogres have layers.
Fuck.
Donkey.
God damn it. I can't fucking think of this.
Okay, how about this? Let's go to break. Maybe it'll give you time to think.
That's a fucking great idea.
We'll be right back.
All
right.
No. No. No.
Yes. Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, yes. We're back. Okay. Jesus. I'm not going to subject you guys to that. But
Sorry about that, guys.
We're back from our break. Make sure you check out our sponsors, our lovely sponsors.
I thought you were going to say Mariah Carey.
Anchor, for sure.
Anchor, for sure, if you want to start a podcast. And the number one clothing for the zombie apocalypse. Zombie.
Killer.
Clothing.
Shout out Zombie Killer Clothing. Check them out on Instagram at Zombie Killer Clothing, on Facebook Confessions of a Zombie Killer, and that's the only two social medias I know of.
Yeah,
I think that's the important one.
Cop some gear and eat some flesh.
Yeah,
there you go.
Or don't eat some flesh. Shoot some people that eat some flesh. Yeah. Also,
do whatever makes you happy.
For those of you wondering, the guy that we were talking about, old Greg. Was the guy I was thinking of. I just showed them the old Greg video of the guy.
Yeah, we're not sharing that.
No, we're not going to share the picture, but the guy did look like old Greg, and it was funny.
You guys can look that up on your own time.
Maybe post a link.
You guys.
We'll post it.
No, we don't need to post a link. I'm just going to tell them right now. Google.
I don't even want that in my search history.
No, just Google.
To put the link into the episode notes.
Yeah, no, you guys, just Google.
It's not that bad.
Listen. Those of you listening, I'm just open up Google right now while you're listening and type, have you ever drank Bailey's out of a shoe, and watch the video?
Apparently, Lewis thinks manginas aren't that bad.
They're not. They're
if they light up like that. Let's stop talking about it. Let's let them just. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Watch the video and then get back to us.
That
we want to see your guys' comments.
That shit was.
They're
going
to be fucking entertaining.
For sure.
When she said she had headlights, that's not what I had in mind.
What?
That's Dumb and Dumber. Jokes right there.
Okay.
Right. So. What the fuck are we talking about?
We were talking about the racist character Black Peter,
right, and how he looks like.
Oh, dude, I can't believe that you know. But it just goes to show you, there's some characters that were part of the history, and then they just got lost because it's like, wait a minute,
why the fuck were we doing this?
This one's a bit much. Maybe don't include him in the history books. But yeah,
history is fucked.
Oh yeah, history is rewritten all the time.
So bad, it's written by the winners.
There you go. History is written by the winners, a.k.a. men.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that's fucked up.
I'm just saying, look at our history.
Happened because of men.
Is it not written by mostly men?
Yeah. No,
there you go,
true.
Then.
You know?
How many times have you gone in through the history books and been like, oh, this was written by a woman? No, because...
The men writ the women out of the history.
Exactly.
Why would you do that? The women are fucking great.
They're pretty neat.
Men's boobs suck.
Yeah, no. I'm not a fan of those.
You call these boobs?
Exactly.
These are like fucking...
Lack thereof.
I don't even know what you call them. They're like...
You're not even training bra status. You're like negative training bra.
I'm like triple A.
You're like triple A. There you go.
Can I call you when my car breaks down?
Like...
I don't think he means that triple A.
We're talking like what? Like 36 triple A or something like that?
Something like that. Well, no, you're pretty small frame. So I'd say probably like 32.
What's the size of your chest?
Definitely not a 32.
What's the size of your chest? That's what the
I measured it.
That's what the number refers to.
Of course. All right. So, he would.
Yeah, you're like a 33.
You're not a 36.
How big around is your chest? You're
it's
not 36.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
You're 36?
Something like that.
No, no way. You have a small frame. There's no way you're
32. All right, we're all getting fucking fitted next time. Next episode.
You don't know numbers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, maybe you don't know numbers.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. How many numbers am I holding up?
You're not holding any numbers. You're holding fingers.
Damn it. You fucking caught on to that.
Asshole.
Fucker.
Oh, boy.
How many numbers am I holding up?
Three of them.
You're holding garbage in your hand.
There's five of them. There's five numbers.
You're holding a piece of garbage in your hand. That's what you're holding.
Yep.
Wow, look at you. You just you look smarter.
How many numbers am I holding up?
I don't know, but you look way smarter holding that. How many numbers?
Since when do we start count? Since when do we count trash?
Right?
Oh, give me back my phone, asshole.
You call that a phone?
This is a fucked up part of the podcast. Yeah. Nobody knows what we're doing. We're just making fun of each other and trying to call this a podcast.
They're tossing around my iPhone like it's garbage.
We should get back on track.
This is iTrash?
We should get back on track.
Anyway.
What the fuck are we talking about in the second half of the podcast, guys?
I think we should talk about... You know what? I want to talk about eggnog.
Great.
I want to talk about eggnog.
Oh, yes.
Where the fuck did eggnog come in?
I don't fucking know, but it tastes like shit. It feels fucking disgusting. I will not drink it because it's thick and it's like fucking snot.
See, I kind of like eggnog.
I'll be vomiting before I even get a buzz from that shit.
I kind of like it.
My Christmas drink is okay.
But eggnog, I drink like the Mexican equivalent of eggnog, which is fucking delicious.
Okay, what the fuck is the Mexican equivalent of eggnog?
It's similar to eggnog. It's made in a similar way, but you know, it's definitely got a lot more alcohol in it.
Okay, like,
and you know, I grew up drinking champurrado, which is
What the fuck is that, dude? Imagine apple cider, like hot apple cider.
No, wrong one.
On steroid, no?
No, that's ponche caliente.
So okay, I've had.
Are you sure with the fruit bits in there?
Yeah, that's ponche caliente.
Well, fuck whatever that you're talking about.
Champurrado is the one that's like essentially the Mexican hot chocolate, but it's really thick. It's like thick Mexican hot chocolate. It's
just
really
melted, just like
creamy
chocolate in a cup.
It's really creamy, really thick.
I love
it's
thick
filling.
Mexican.
It's very
hot
filling.
Chocolate.
Wow.
Gay. that sounds
pretty good actually.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fucking flavor.
It's delicious, but you know, I grew up drinking that, so like eggnog to me is nothing, you know. But still,
so
who thought, let me put some egg in this fucking drink and then
says here
put some cinnamon and some nutmeg and yeah, it's delicious.
It says here, while culinary historians, yeah, that's a thing.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Debate its exact lineage. Most agree eggnog originated from the early medieval Britain, posset, a hot milky ale drink. By the 13th century, monks were known to drink a posset with eggs and figs.
Eggs and figs.
I want you to.
You know, I've noticed that.
Did they take a biscuit and dip it in their nog?
No, but I have noticed in a lot of the history books that they do mention figs. Like, were figs a thing?
Oh yeah, figs were like a wild like fruit.
Yeah,
used to grow.
I hate fig Newtons.
Is it because
I
they hadn't
love fig Newtons, man?
They hadn't perfected cane
so
sugar, so it's like
I didn't mean to say that so aggressively.
That's as close as they got, maybe.
Yeah.
Wow, they didn't have refined sugar, so they thought.
Yeah, so they just like they fucking.
This is sweet enough.
This is good.
Let's throw it in there. Oh,
over the years, this likely merged with various milk and wine punches, often served at social gatherings.
Yeah.
No, like that's the only I can only think of. I've never, like, other than the holidays, I've never seen anyone be like, "Hey, let's fucking make some eggnog."
You know what my holiday drink is?
Water.
No.
Do you actually
Martinelli's?
Oh, that's
actually pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
we used to turn up on that
as a kid.
When I was a kid,
all the kids would have kids
Year's
champagne.
Eve,
we called
New Year's
it.
New Year's Eve, popping bottles and fucking lighting bottle rockets off, man.
Yeah, like, you would feel fancy because you're like popping a bottle. It literally pops.
Yeah, I loved doing that.
And
like,
you get to pour it; it's all bubbly.
Oh, dude,
bro, you
like,
could put Sprite in a glass bottle and it would pop.
Right, but you know this looked like champagne.
Yeah,
they
but
jeez,
way to fucking kill it for me. Thanks, asshole.
Just
ruining your childhood dreams, like the moment you found out Santa Claus wasn't real.
Wait, what? He's not real.
Yeah.
Nobody told
me. Next, you're gonna tell me the Tooth Fairy isn't real?
I'll give you a tooth if you want to put it under your pillow.
No, yeah, if you let me knock one of your teeth out, I'll give you $20.
I'm good on that. I'm good. I'm gonna pass.
I'll let you do
okay, it. Here's the thing.
I would do it. I would spend my last $20 to knock a tooth out.
Speaking of Santa Claus and not believing in Santa Claus, when did you stop believing in Santa Claus?
Middle school-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had some dickhead friends who found out, and then you know they were like, I'm gonna fucking ruin it. My childhood's fucked. I'm gonna fuck your childhood.
So your parents didn't ruin it for you? Some dickhead at school ruined it for you?
I was the dickhead. The way it kind of went down. Like,
in elementary school.
The way it kind of went down is like I was in middle school and I think I was in like 6th, 7th grade. I still believed in Santa. And I still, for some reason, I feel like that's late to still believe in Santa.
It is. It's a little late. Yeah.
My cousin believed longer. It was almost like freshman year of high school.
That's a bit long. Like what? I was in 6th grade and when I was still kind of like, you know, I was kind of suspicious.
Yeah.
And then one of my friends was like, nah, like, it's your parents. And then I came home and was like, Mom, my friend said this. And my mom was, like, chill about it. She was like, yeah. Like, she didn't try to, like, fucking make up some lies. She was sat me down and was like, yeah, you know, it's been me the whole fucking time. And I was like, okay, cool. And, like, the way she kind of did it, ripped the Band-Aid off, it didn't really fuck me up too much. I was like, oh, all right, cool, right on.
I think to this day, my mom still writes from Santa on the presents.
Yeah, she still, to this day, like, my mom knows I don't fucking believe in Santa. And I will still, like, get a gift. And it's all from Santa in her handwriting. And I'm like, Mom, you're the only one who writes a cursive S in a non-cursive, like, and everything else is non-cursive.
This is clearly not from Santa.
Her ex-boyfriend would fucking drink the milk and eat the cookies in the middle of the night.
That's a great deal.
And I should have put two and two together because he loved milk and cookies and pound cake and all that shit. And I'm like, man.
I love milk and cookies.
Right? Did you guys ever put out there you go. Did you guys ever put out food for the reindeer? We did that too.
Oh my God, I hear him on the roof.
Dude, so we did that too when I was a kid. It was always the milk and cookie. Excuse me. The milk and cookies for Santa.
Uh huh.
And then we put out like some carrots and broccoli for the reindeer.
Yeah, and then you
what?
Hear.
Yeah, right? And then, you know, wake
some
up in the morning.
Traditions.
Wake up in the morning and then, you know.
I know fucking white people.
Cookies, the milk and cookies are gone.
For
real. And the fucking broccoli's gone. Looking back on it now, I was like, oh, my stepdad absolutely loved his veggies. So fucking midnight hit. My mom's fucking drinking the milk, eating the cookies, and he's chowing down on the veggies, and they're like, oh, stupid kid, and I'm sure they weren't saying that. But.
No, I'm pretty sure they were.
My stepdad for sure was probably saying that. Fuck that guy. My stepdad was for sure saying that, but yeah, and then they pop everything
it's
under,
like
the, under the tree.
Like that fucking stupid kid. Chomping
trees.
On some fucking
speaking of trees, hold
broccolis.
Up. Okay, so real Christmas tree or fake?
Fake.
Fake.
Fuck both of you.
I don't participate in the Christmas tree slaughter.
So my
if it's Yule, then that's a little bit of a different story.
In Florida, we had
I just
Christmas
don't like
trees.
The fucking mess that you get with the real
that's
Christmas
why
trees.
You got to put down the thing.
I like the smell.
That's just it. So growing up, I was flying
Essential
back and forth,
for
right? I was flying back and forth.
Exactly.
I was, you know, and so I have a distinct Christmas memory of walking into the house, my dad's house, and
right.
just that. That smell hits.
Okay,
it's
I'll
like,
admit, it
Christmas.
Smells great. It
that's
does.
Christmas to me.
But the fucking mess
the
is what bugs me. Okay,
that's why you put down the tarp.
No,
put
but
down
you
tarp,
make
lazy
a
bitch.
You make a mess putting the tree in to the house.
Clean the fucking mess
and
up.
Then
you
make a mess taking the tree out of the house.
Okay.
When it's
you
like
make
dead,
a mess.
You take
then,
it down mid January.
You make a mess when you fucking cook dinner.
And then
you
have to sweep
up
fucking needles and it's
that,
fucking
so
stupid.
So the needle right, that's a pain in the ass. Sweeping up all the needles. That's why you gotta put down a tarp or some shit.
And I did. I did that 1 year. And
dude, why didn't you do it the rest of the year?
It was still a fucking mess. So I'm like, fuck that. Not doing that ever again.
Now you get a fucking bunk-ass, fake-ass Christmas tree?
Fuck yeah, and fucking, I'm happy with it, asshole. Right, you know, 1 year. I ended up getting a black Christmas tree.
That's kind of fucking
pre-lit.
Dope.
Pre-lit
that's pretty fresh.
Black Christmas tree.
So in Florida, we had Christmas
so
palm trees.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So my mom went full bore when we moved to Florida. She went full in with the whole, like, tropical lifestyle, and so we stopped having Christmas trees. We had a fake Christmas tree 1 year, and then she was like, hey, I'm gonna get a palm tree next year, and I thought it was the funniest, coolest thing ever when I was a kid. So we had Christmas palm trees since the time I was like
that totally five. Kills all vibe of Christmas for me with the whole smell not being there. You have this live tree, but it's like a palm tree.
No, it wasn't a live tree. It wasn't a live tree. It was a fake palm tree.
Well, even with the yeah. fake trees, you could just exactly get some essential oils and it smells like a real fucking tree.
And that's
well,
that's the big thing for me is the smell of the palm tree. Also, we used to cut it down.
I was gonna say, well, yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. Haven't you guys cut your own tree down before?
Yeah, dude, it was no. great. I have this.
Who does that?
So
I would like to for
here.
You all, but
it's
at the same time,
super fun. I vividly again remember a lot of these, and I realize a lot of these Christmas memories and traditions I have go back to with me and my dad. We would you know hang out for relax for a bit, and then we'd go off and we'd go get a Christmas tree at the Christmas tree lot. There's a place up in somewhere in California, I can't remember where, but they had this.
They have a bunch of them here.
Where they would just grow Christmas trees around that time of year.
Yeah.
And we'd go, we'd pick one, like he'd let me pick it, and we'd fucking cut it down, carry it out, and like, I just vividly remember that, and I guess that's, you know, when you're building memories with a parent, that's what's important, and that's why I like that part was the, go cut down ourselves and drag it in, throw it in the truck, and then prop it up at home. I fucking hated the sap getting all over my hands and how sticky it was, and sometimes we find a spider in it. And I hate spiders. But, you know, we're cutting down a live tree, so. Yeah.
All right, then. Yeah.
So real Christmas trees. Fuck fake ones. If you get fake
nope.
Christmas tree, you're a fake.
My vote is for
fake Christmas.
My vote is for fake.
I say.
Your Christmas is
fake. Look, easier cleanup, and they last for as long as you can maintain
them.
They
smell like dust.
Dude, I mean.
Not even. You put them back in the box.
There you go. There you go. Throw them in. Throw a fucking bottle of essential oils in there, and you're fine.
You just gotta pull them out and spread the leaves down, and you're good to go.
Hey, you're all set. You're all set.
I set up a fake Christmas tree that year.
I'm just not a big fan of Christmas as it is, so it's like,
fair enough.
It's not a big deal for me.
I just think Christmas, and I'm like,
right.
Yeah, the first part of that is
and
Christ,
and
so
it's not
like,
Christ that's making me. It's more
mass
Christianity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
That's why I refer to it as
so
X-mas.
Let's get back to drinking then. Let's talk about drinking because
tequila.
That's something we all like. So
I drink tequila.
Yeah, I
right,
love drinking water.
Obviously. But like Christmas drink. What's a Christmas drink? That,
hot chocolate
that,
with marshmallows
dude,
and whipped
right there,
cream on top.
Right? And a shot of whiskey.
Ponche caliente with tequila.
That's without the tequila.
It's like he it's like he said, it's kind of like cider.
Right.
But it isn't. It
has like pears and apples and different
yeah,
it fruits
sounds
in it.
And
fuego.
It's served hot, and then they add liquor in there. So it's
cider with.
I know
delicious.
Where to get a bomb.
My mom makes
it
every year, dude. It is fucking delicious.
You know what? We need to go. We need to go to.
I'll bring you some.
For all of you who live in Southern California, over by the Vincent Thomas Bridge, there is a food truck that's there all day and all night almost. And they have the biggest proportioned food things that you can ever imagine, and they serve it there. They gave it to me for free, actually, a couple months ago. It's the first time I've had it. So.
Oh, right on.
Nice.
Nice little plug there.
Nowhere to get it. I don't
know
what it's called.
Nice, bro. Nice.
But check it out.
Should we?
Okay. Here's a fun one.
Okay.
What was your favorite Christmas gift? Ooh, think back. What's one Christmas gift that really stands out to you guys?
Paintball gun.
That you remember vividly.
My paintball gun. Because that started my paintball, quote unquote, career. Because it was right around the time, I don't know if you guys remember, like early 2000s, paintball fucking exploded.
Yeah, I had my own paintball gun
massive.
And everything.
Yeah, when it fucking hit my skin, it went all over the place.
No, that like the sport of paintball became massive, and there was professional paintball teams.
Yeah, my friend played it on.
There was
on
team,
HK.
There was a team called Infamous that I looked up to. Anyway, right around the time it became, like right as it was becoming popular, my dad got me a paintball gun. I remember it was a Spider. Spider was like top of the line back then.
Those were so
fucking
nice.
This was before they had the electric ones with the electric hoppers. It was just the fucking base
semi-automatic.
Model.
You can't walk the triggers.
Yeah, base model, and all that. So it was dope. Like it got me into paintball, and you know I started getting into games and started getting into leagues, and then I seen those kids with the fucking. With the fucking battery powered ones and the walk the trigger and I'm like, Pops, I need a better paintball gun. The next year he got me another paintball gun. He got me a Spider Elite. I'll never forget this gun. It was the top of the line Spider at the time. It was like just below, and I will never forget that, because that gun right there put me into a paintball league, and we took second place in the league, and I fucking loved paintball forever since then. And then we traded that paintball gun for a go-kart.
Very nice.
And then that go-kart pulled rollerblades that then caused the wheels to explode.
That's a story for another day. Actually, no, that was a story, an episode.
Yeah, I was trying to, you know, do a callback there.
Season one episode.
Oh, I know what it was. It was the Down South when we interviewed Kyle.
That one.
The only
episode you weren't here for.
Yeah, exactly, Lewis.
So that was season one, episode four.
I almost said three. Three was the one.
So if you guys want to hear the rest of that story, check out episode four.
So. I'd say my favorite gift, it's hard because you have those childhood gifts that aren't meaningful now. But as that gift, I do have my favorite all-time gift, which I'll tell after, but Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah.
When that was new. I remember getting the console with Cruisin' World.
That kid? You guys remember that video where that kid gets it and he's like, yeah! Was that you?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I immediately hooked it up and started playing it before I even opened the rest of
the kids. Yeah.
But that was fun. I think I got a pair of like K2 skates same Christmas.
Oh, dude. K2.
Like the aggressive inline kind with the little
thing in the middle. Yeah. K2, man.
The smaller center wheels.
They're still around.
Yeah.
They're still around, yeah.
That sounds like a great Christmas.
Bomb ass Christmas.
Yeah. I love that controller on that N64. It was the clear purple one.
You could see the components. Remember when that was like the bad,
dude? Like, I remember that
clear plastic everything.
I fucking loved it.
Did you guys ever have the phone? Back when phones were like on the hook and we weren't surfing.
Yes,
we weren't surfing internet with them.
Oh yeah.
I had a phone in my room and it was the clear plastic phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you could see the bell in it and all that. And like I knew all of my friends' phone numbers by heart, which was amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you a single phone number right now except for my mom's old cell phone number and my cell phone number.
I know mine. Eve's old number.
I don't know your
My
guys.
Grandma's house number. That's and my mom's cell yours. Number because she's had that same number for like 20 years.
Yeah. My mom had an 8. Sounds bad. I'll explain it. But my mom had an 888 number when I was growing up. You guys are both looking at me like, what the fuck? No, she didn't have an extra job. My
Maybe
stepdad.
She was telling you.
Fuck both of you. My stepdad worked for a telecommunication company, so he bought this number, and it was linked to her cell phone so that I could go to any payphone and dial her whenever I needed, because I didn't, you know, we were kids, and they're not going to buy, you know, back when we were growing up, cell phones were fucking expensive.
And so when you dialed her, did you have to pay for additional minutes?
Suck my fucking left nut. It went straight to her phone, and so it was kind of fresh. It was like,
how much was it per minute?
I'm going to stab both of you at the end of this episode.
I had a way worse joke to talk about when you said fuck both of you, and I didn't say it, and
Thank
I'm
you.
Not going to.
Still my mother you fuckers are talking about.
That's why I'm not saying it. I'm
stab both of you the rest of your
spell.
Fuck, I told you I'll stab you, you fuck.
No. You did stab me with a fork. I deserve that, but worth it.
Worth it.
I might need to go get a tetanus shot after this.
Fucking stabbed me pretty fucking hard. Let me know if you need any alcohol, because I put some force behind that. That hurt my hand.
You're good. You didn't even penetrate my pants. So, you know.
Fucker. But it was cool. Anyway, I don't know how
you have to up your penetration game, Brett.
Yeah, clearly. I've never penetrated a guy before, so.
Yeah, it's the first time for everything. I mean, better luck next time.
I guess.
That's not what I've heard.
Hopefully you touch his heart next time.
I'm going to fuck him straight to the heart. I'm going to fucking stab his heart with my dick.
Oh, boy. Okay, you know what? I've been waiting all episode to play that, so, you know. I got.
Oh, yeah, chance. So my other gift. That's right. It's actually I'm wearing it.
Oh, nice.
Wait, did we finish the whole story with your mom and her 888 number?
Anyway, it was a number where I could fucking call her.
That's so odd, though.
Like I said, my stepdad worked for a telecommunication company, so he bought that, and that's it. It was just like you didn't have to pay for it anymore, and linked it, or I think he maybe did, whatever, and linked it to her cell phone, and it was like, hey, you don't have a fucking cell phone, because we're not going to pay for your fucking dumbass to get a cell phone, because we think you're going to lose it, which I probably would have. So if you ever need help, go to a payphone and dial this number. When they were everywhere, right?
Right. Good luck finding one now.
Exactly.
Well, I know where to find them. They just don't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they reek.
It went straight to her phone, and it was cool. It was fresh because it's like, hey, I can reach my mom whenever, and I didn't have all my friends who had like cell phones, and they're like, oh, why don't you have a cell phone? I was like, I don't fucking need one. Yeah. Like, who do you call on your cell phone? Oh, your mom, right? That's at that age. At that age.
Your
right?
mom.
You call your mom.
Right? So everybody calls their mom?
I guess.
Even though, yeah.
I was afraid of my mom.
So wait.
I was going to call my mom.
I'm assuming a bunch of other kids didn't have cell phones either. And your mom was the only one with an 888 number.
What? No. Fucking dumbass.
So for the free minutes, they had to call your mom to get a hold of...
Stab him for me.
Ow. Oh. That really hurt.
No, it didn't. I didn't even put any force behind that.
Charlie actually bit me.
Oh, man.
Oh, Charlie.
Jesus Christ, you guys.
Fucking hell. Anyway, yeah, it was a nice fucking thing that my mom had so I could call her, you fucks.
Well, hey, you know what?
We need.
It's still pretty neat.
Yeah, no, it's cool. What the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, we need to stop and get off subject because I just had something else to say and I'm not going to say it. Anyways,
so
this other
your
gift.
Your fucking necklace.
No, oh, yeah. Our
so
favorite
Matt,
gifts.
Your necklace.
Meteorite.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
From
the Campo
fresh.
Region. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty neat. I like
so
that.
So that was in space.
That's fresh.
Super this was
fresh.
In space.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all
now,
I gotta say.
Lewis, what's your...
That's all I got to say. All right, cool.
Good stuff. My favorite gift... Oof. The socks that I got this... Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
Dude, I'll get pissed if I don't get socks now.
Yo, for real.
For real.
Like, I better
yeah,
get
I'm
socks.
Expecting that shit, and if I don't get it, I'm going to be, like, disappointed. But I think my favorite ones in my childhood was probably when I got the original PlayStation.
Oh.
Dude. Because prior to that, I had consoles, but
right.
I never got
that
them during Christmas.
That PlayStation...
Like, there was, like, hand-me-downs from, like, my cousin. Fresh. Like, oh, hey, you know, my old Nintendo or Super Nintendo or whatever. And then when I got the PlayStation for Christmas, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like,
I took you more for an Xbox guy since, you know, you're an Apple guy.
You know what? I also had an Xbox, and it was nice.
Never had one. I was...
Yeah, me neither.
I had the PlayStation growing up and just stuck with it the entire time.
My PlayStation's in Mexico.
The fuck is it
what?
Doing there?
Well, my
the
mom's
fuck?
Ex's parents had a house on the beach in Rosarito, and
okay.
It ended up going there when I got the PS2.
Uh-huh.
And I still have the PS2.
Does it still work?
It does still work.
Wow.
Dude, yeah, they built them the last
It dropped. Time. It fell out of the car, and like the memory card and the controller was plugged in, and it smashed the whole freaking motherboard in there and bent it back, and like I took it apart, and like I didn't even have tape or anything at the time, so I had to like use Band-Aids to like hold certain shit together. So like the memory card, if I go to plug in the memory card while it's on, it'll like reset the systems.
Yo,
that sucks.
Do you guys
but
remember?
It still works
do you guys remember the old trick?
Let's get a knife to open the CD drive.
Well, you guys remember the old trick for Metal Gear Solid when you're fighting Big Boss?
No.
So he can fucking hear you, or what is it?
I never played Metal Gear Solid.
I played
that's
it
one
once.
Of those games I never got into.
I played it I once.
It was so good.
Yeah. So what was cool about it is, I think it was the first one. You're fighting Big Boss.
The overhead view for PlayStation 1?
Yeah, yeah. It might have been Metal Gear Solid 2, but there's a point where you have to remove. No, it's the first one. I remember it was the first one. You have to remove your controller from port 1
and stick it into
port 2. To fight this guy because he can sense he's a psionic, right? He has a psionic link to you, so he knows what you're gonna do before you're gonna do it, because like when you think about moving your hand, you have to think about that
right
and in order to break the psionic link you have to switch ports for the fucking controller.
Oh,
as fucking yeah, no other game
didn't see that coming, motherfucker.
No other game had done that at that point, and like I just thought that shit was like super cool.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah fucking Metal Gear Solid was ahead of its fucking time, dude.
Yeah. Well, 2 was, too. 2 was my favorite, by far, storyline-wise. They did a lot of connections to real-world events and stuff that I thought was really cool. Like, the guy with the bombs, like, he was a fat guy on roller skates.
Yeah.
And they called him Fat Man, which was one of the nukes that, you know, in World War II.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, because I'm feeling the Christmas spirit. That's why I turn the lights on.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. The studio got very Christmassy all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm, you know me, I'm not a fan of Christmas. So.
Blue and white lights.
I ran out of the regular colored ones.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us about Hanukkah.
No, it's just, you know.
You know, with the blue lights and all.
No, we just ran out of regular Christmas lights, so. There is just one thing
I need. And then And that concludes this week's episode of...
Yeah. And we're going to leave you with that song stuck in your head.
I think there's a lot of good Christmas songs, and then I think there's
what's
a
your
lot
favorite
of
Christmas song?
Christmas songs. My favorite Christmas song?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think mine is a mariachi song.
I don't think I have a favorite
Surprisingly.
Christmas song. There actually have been listening to a lot of Christmas music lately, thanks to the girlfriend. She's been playing a lot of stuff, and she like played some like old school Christmas music, like winter music that doesn't talk about like Christmas.
Well, when it comes to Christmas music,
not a Christmas song, then that's winter song.
I can't say like.
Fair enough. But it was cool.
I'm not a big fan of Christmas music because like a lot of it has very Christian themes behind it.
Right.
But if I had to pick one that I like sonically speaking. Oh, Holy Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just something about it, the way that it
I just think of fucking
it's
carolers.
Structured. Yeah. It just, it hits.
Hey, Matt, stop shaking your leg and shaking the whole table. Sorry. I know it's, I do the same thing.
And,
But yeah, no, I love, like, that to me, like, I don't know why, but that song always reminds me of, Home Alone 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's played in
What
that,
about Jingle Bell Rock?
Oh, Jingle Bell Rock, that's a good one.
Yeah. Or The Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
It's the most wonderful.
That's a Christmas song I don't mind hearing a million
or
times.
Or White Christmas.
Would you guys consider... Okay.
We're not going to get into that.
Why did you look at me all evil when you said that?
Would you guys consider this
waiting
one...
Waiting for Brett's response.
This one, a Christmas song. Okay.
And you went insane when it started beating under the floorboards.
Because granted, it's not thematically speaking a Christmas song. It has the word Christmas in there, Christmas. So can I add it to my Christmas playlist? Would it be okay?
Yeah, like, it takes place on Christmas.
Okay, so that's the thing. That's the whole thing with Die Hard. A lot of people claim, it's not a Christmas movie because
nice segue.
Yeah, because.
It takes place,
thematically speaking,
right.
It's
no,
not
there's
about
no,
Christmas.
It's not about it.
But it takes
place
on
Christmas.
Yes.
Speaking of which, why the fuck would a company host their Christmas party on Christmas?
Yeah, who the fuck does that?
Like, fuck your family, everyone who works for us. Come party with us instead. Like,
fucking Nakatomi Towers.
Fucking A.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, it's definitely a Christmas.
Like I said the other episode, if there's two types of people in this world. People that know Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Or communists.
And I ain't no fucking communist.
I ain't no commie.
Yeah, nope. There you go.
Christmas.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I hope you guys have a very holly jolly Christmas.
I hope you
Merry holidays, everybody.
I hope you enjoyed this holiday special.
Merry
Christmas. I hope everyone listening enjoys their holidays. Be together with your family. Fuck the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
You know? We all need to
be with
together.
Your family.
We need
it's
to kind of
funny how in California weed is legal. You can sit there and smoke weed with your family, but you can't be the part being with your family is illegal.
Yeah.
Not kind of, but not really.
Yeah,
but.
Right.
I mean, obviously, be careful. You know,
practice social distancing.
Clean
your hands.
Clean your hands.
Safe.
Exactly.
Don't cough in someone's face.
Be a fucking decent human being about it. Yeah. But it shouldn't deter you from hanging out with your family.
So we hope you guys have a really
good
holidays.
Don't put your lips on somebody else's egg.
No, definitely don't do that.
We hope you guys have a good holidays.
So from all of us here at Matt's Not Here, I'm Lewis.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Matt, who's here.
And we hope you guys have...
Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy
Enjoy
Yule.
Yourselves. And we'll see you guys on the next episode of...
Matt's Not Here!
LMB Production.